Parashas Mikes, Chanukah, Toshanai, and Vov. The Gemara says, Shabbos, Chof Gimel on the base. So the Gemara, Omer Afhune, Harogel, Biner, Havin Lei Bonim, Talmidei Chachomim. Somebody who's Rogel, Biner, if you're accustomed, it's a literal translation, accustomed in the Ner, that means you're busy. You're busy doing the mitzvah of the Ner many times, or Rogel doing it a bunch of times, is having like bonim talmidei chachamim. You'll be zeicha to children that are talmidei chachamim. So said the Gemara, and they were having stories about it also. The first should bring down also that the pshat is there's not only children talmidei chacham, that he himself, avada it's mashpi on himself, but either fair is even mashpi on the deiris. And the Gemara goes through different mitzvahs that by doing these mitzvahs and being zarev in them, so through that you zeicha to things that are associated that could be associated with that mitzvah. Azorim mezuzah, if you're careful on a mezuzah, zeicha l'dira no. The Gemara says, azorim betzitzis, zeicha l'talis no. Azorim bekiddush, you have the yayin. So the mice is very interesting. All those things we see the direct correlation between what you're zeicha in, what you're nizer in, and the reward. Zorba mezuzah, mezuzah is a chavis bias, you get the bias. Okay, so you get the dira. Zorba tzitzis, so you get a nice talis, because that facilitates the tzitzis. Zorba kiddush hayoyim, zorba to wine, kiddush is done with wine. The question is exactly why has Zorba been there, is zorba to bonim tamidah hachamim. To tell you, you know, to a beautiful candelabra. Next year, beautiful Chanukiah. You go to the store, you buy a beautiful. There's a shashash that can supply with the money to get a beautiful candle, you know, a beautiful Chanukiah. Or according to Rashi, it's Ner Shabbos also. Rogel Ner is not only Ner.
What's Rogel mean?
Rogel means being. There's different mahalakha. Rogel means you're the answer is Azor, but here means you're a custom. You do it constantly. Mistan the pshat is like the Gemara says later on that you have a lot of Ner. You bring a lot of lights. Like the Gemara says later on, the Gemara brings a Maisa that he saw that they were lighting. Rogel Bishragi Tuva. He had a lot of lights. And because of that, they said, the Gemara brings a Maisa later on, it says, Rav Chizda, Rogel, Dav Echol, Vatonia, Pischa, the Beinosha, the Rav Shizbi. He was on the Beinosh, the Machlok, what it means, the famous Chatzis is over here. Benatam says that his father was already dead, and therefore he called it Beinosh. The house of the father of Rav Shizbi, but he's now not around anymore. Or it's referring to a Shver, according to one child, that's what. Anyway, but the Maisa. It says that he would go there, and he saw that he was ruggle, b'shizu shayr shwagi tuva, he had a lot of nair, a lot of lore. So he said, I'm a gavra rava nofik mihoch, nofik mihoch, Rav Shizbi. That's where Rav Shizbi came out, for such a great house, because he saw that the school that the Kamar of Shizbi was the fact that they were lighting a lot of nairs. So we have to understand, what's the connection? All the other things, we understand the correlation, it makes a lot of sense here. So Rashi, on the spot, Rashi says, "Kiner mitzvah v'toyrah or." Ner mitzvah v'toyrah or. The pasuk says, "Mitzvah is a ner and toyrah is or." So, through the koyach of ner mitzvah, so the ma'aseh they say you get something great. You're doing Ratzon Hashem, and when you do that, it lights. Besides the actual ma'aseh mitzvah, the mitzvah now lights up the way for a person to have an hagas achayim, and he sees clear the very oilam in this world, every mitzvah that we do. That's the koyach of mitzvah. The koyach of Torah is an or. The pshat and the koyach that what it means in Torah or means that Torah, like David HaMelech says, ner l'ragli v'orach v'or l'nesivasi, to know the derech hachayim, to have a total clarity in derech hachayim, that's the koyach of Torah. Every mitzvah gives a certain amount of clarity, but it's a smaller clarity. The Torah or is that an unbelievable amount of mass of clarity that comes down a person who learns Torah. Because Torah be'etzim is the Ratzon Hashem in its own, because Torah be'etzim is the Ratzon Hashem. So we could say that maybe that's the gedol of Yerubai Sain, and it might be kids to go, we don't have so much time. But kineh mitzvah Torah or is not just the fact, okay, zeichu the Torah, because that's called neh, that's called the or. Maybe we could say the pshat is that a person's oisip a mitzvah, and he's careful in the mitzvah, which the minute. But why this mitzvah? Everybody's the pshat, because this mitzvah in itself, because it's in its essence, it represents the light of mitzvah. It represents the light, because it's done with a light. And that's what Rashi says, not only neh chalak, it's not unique to Ner Chanukah, it's Ner Shabbos also. When you're always going to mitzvah with a light, and you're careful in that mitzvah, the yisoid of that mitzvah is that mitzvah represents every mitzvah, but in here it represents it in a literal way also. There's light from a mitzvah. And the light of the mitzvah gives a person clarity in life. It gives a myriad of clarity. A veir is somebody that stuffs up a person's mind, and it gives him so much choshech. It's so much choshech when aver. So oilam hazeh she toimel achoyos, the person nimshach achor oilam hazeh, like saying Yishoyim, so oilam hazeh, the person in a matzah of choshech. The koyach of neh, the koyach of mitzvah, is to give that clarity, that certain amount of clarity. And when a person is zuchah to be careful in the neh, so he's zuchah to evoch habakuk vehemidon, but David, the Moses, different people came and they lowered down the standard of how many mitzvahs that a person should focus on. Now, it's very important to understand the Gemara. A person can become a koyfechas from that Gemara. It does not mean the Gemara is they came in and said, okay, new movement. You don't have to do 11 mitzvahs. Sounds like something that we know, chas v'shalom. It's not the makor for the reform movement. But el the pshat, the marashah, other before say, pshat is that every mitzvah has a shorish to the mitzvah. Every mitzvah has a yisoid in the mitzvah. And the yisoidus of those mitzvahs, that's what leads a person to a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And besides the actual Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, the Shoyrish and the Yisoid of those mitzvahs are Yisoidos of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what every mitzvah is. So Avada, if a person goes deep into the Shoyrish and it connects to the deepest level, it goes into the mitzvah to its fullest and focuses on that mitzvah and conquering it to its fullest, so he has a path, he has a vehicle to connect to Kodesh Baruch on the highest level, on a higher level. Every mitzvah connects us to it. With Abkenu mitzvah Yisech, we connect to Kodesh Baruch through mitzvahs. But when a person gets into the mitzvah, gets down to the shoyrish, and he's focused and total entangled into that mitzvah to the deepest depths, which goes deep and deep and deep, because it's Torah Hashem, and mitzvah is Torah Hashem, and that oifin, he can connect to Kodesh Baruch in that oifin. So the Doiris saw that if we're going to focus and really go into every mitzvah on the highest level, we're going to spread ourselves too far. We don't have those koyachos. Rather, we have to mekayim every single mitzvah as possible. But to go deep and deep and deep into the depths of every mitzvah, to connect on the deepest level of those mitzvahs, in the shorish hadavar, that they felt that we have to focus on certain things. Not to say that there could be tzaddikim and gedolim and great people that could do it, but not to klal Yisrael, in order to klal Yisrael to exist. And so therefore, they gave different shorishim of mitzvahs that we should work on first, and until Baruch Habak V'Aminin Al Achaz, we're talking about Reich Habakuk's time, where even after that, we may have to do a chetzi of it. But Baruch Habak V'Aminin Al Achaz, V'Tzadik V'Amunah Shiv Yechia, De'in of Amunah. Oh. But the Yisoid, I want to go into a little deeper, that the Yisoid of every mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai, the Yisoid of every mitzvah is a certain type of light. A certain type of light. And we know a mitzvah is kavir near mitzvah. We say near mitzvah is a certain type of light. What's the yisod of that light, Rabbi Yisai? So avada, the goyin is mazbe mitzvah gerus mitzvah. The goyin says that every mitzvah that we do creates a cloud. Chaim V'Lozhe speaks about it. It creates a cloud, a certain cloud of hamshacha, of drawing into doing other mitzvahs, and that's a mitzvah gerus mitzvah. When you do a certain mitzvah, it creates a certain spirit around you that hovers around you, and that gives you a certain type of inclination to want to do more mitzvahs. Mitzvah grows mitzvah. Mitzvah grows mitzvah. When you do one mitzvah, you're surrounded, engulfed by this spirit that's around you now, and you want to do more mitzvahs. That's mitzvah grows mitzvah. So says the Goyim Mefarshim. But I think there's another getter of it. The Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Ner l'ragli dvarecho. Ner l'ragli dvarecho. Ner, was the rag with Varecha, that every step that Rabbi Melech took in life, he had a nair, he had a light. I want to say that the koyach of the light of the mitzvah, besides that drawing in and the connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the spirit that engulfs the person, is that there's a certain clarity that comes to a person through every time he does a mitzvah. The pshat in the mitzvah, pshat, you're doing Ratzon Hashem, there's a certain clarity. The nair represents a clarity. The nair represents that a person sees clearly. The nair mitzvah represents a certain clarity that you understand there's a Bari Island. Every mitzvah is that way. You're doing Ratzon Hashem, and when you do it, it lights, besides the actual Maisa mitzvah, the mitzvah now lights up the way for a person to have an Hagas HaChaim, and he sees clear the Bari Olam in this world, every mitzvah that we do. That's the koyach of mitzvah. The koyach of Torah is the or. The pshat and the koyach, that what it means in Torah, or means that Torah, like David HaMelech says, Ner l'rag l'varech l'or l'nesivasi, to know the Derech HaChaim, to have a total clarity in Derech HaChaim, that's the koyach of Torah. Every mitzvah gives a certain amount of clarity, but it's a smaller clarity. The Torah or is that an unbelievable amount of mass of clarity that comes down a person who learns Torah. Because Torah be'etzim is the Ratzon Hashem, but it's unumptious. Torah be'etzim is the Ratzon Hashem. So we could say that maybe that's the gedol of Yerubai Sayyid. And it might be kids to go, we don't have so much time. But Kineh mitzvah Torah or is not just the fact, okay, Zerichah the Torah, because that's called Neh, that's called the or. Maybe we could say the pshat that a person's oisip a mitzvah and he's careful in the mitzvah, which the minute. But why this mitzvah? Every mitzvah pshat, because this mitzvah in itself, because it's in its essence, it represents the light of mitzvah. It represents the light because it's done with a light. And that's what Rashi says, not only Neh Chalak, it's not unique to Ner Chanukah, it's Ner Shabbos also. When you're always going to mitzvah with a light, and you're careful in that mitzvah, the yisoid of that mitzvah is that mitzvah represents every mitzvah, but in here it represents it in a literal way also. There's light from a mitzvah. And the light of the mitzvah gives a person clarity in life. It gives a myriad of clarity. A veir is somebody that stuffs up a person's mind, and it gives them so much choshech. It's so much choshech from a veir. So olam hazeh she toimel lechoyish, the person nimshach achar olam hazeh, like says Rishon. So olam hazeh, a person in a matzah of choyishah. The koyach of neir, the koyach of mitzvah, is to give that clarity, that certain amount of clarity. And when a person is zuchah to be careful in the neir, so he's zuchah to a tremendous amount of clarity through Torah. He's zuchah to the matzah of Torah, because the person is going in that derech where he wants clarity. So he's going to have the opportunity to have the clarity on a whole different level. And that's through Torah. So maybe it's a little bit more doyim now that you have the opportunity. We're going to facilitate the clarity. We'll facilitate the clarity on a higher level to the koyach of Torah. Maybe now it's more doyim to what we said before. It's not just the vore. This is what the doyim. This is a ner. This is a mitzvah. It's or. The or is the or in the sivasi. But the Rebbe said ner, the rag of the or in the sivasi. That long cook, that long able vision, to be able to see vita and open and broad, and to see the whole picture, to have the whole clarity of how the bria, and that's the koyach of chacham adif midavi, that the koyach of Torah has an unbelievable koyach to be able to see Rabbi Yisrael, the clarity of the bria, to know what's right, Rabbi Yisrael, and this is something that a person has to tap into, especially at these times, Rabbi Yisrael. When a person lights the nearest Hanukkah, the person makes the bracha la'adik nesh, and he goes to light the ner. It's not just the ma'isa mitzvah. He has to know that the ner represents the or from a mitzvah. But I say how much a mitzvah can give you that clarity, and how much a mitzvah gives you direction. And a mitzvah gives us the openness of mind, not to be nichshal. But I say, and that be'ez Hashem, a person can be zirchot to Torah. Torah is the ultimate clarity. A person's a talmud chacham. The Gemara says in Soita, he comes to Parashat Drachim, it's a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham comes to Parashat Drachim, he sees the clarity, he knows where to go. There's so many forks in the road in a person's lifetime. And if a person doesn't have the clarity of mind, he doesn't have the clarity of vision, he can mess up and everything, he can lose everything, Rabbi Yisrael. He can lose everything. It's such a danger, Rabbi Yisrael. And a person always needs that clarity. A person has to realize, but what's the Gedra Advar, Rabbi Yisrael? The Gedra Advar, I want to say there's another Tifkai to it. And the tifkat of that clarity comes from the MS of Torah, Beza. We spoke about a few weeks ago in that shmooze, that we spoke about that Rabbi Yerucham held up a chumash once, or was it maybe the Gemara, and he said, where can you find one sefer, a book, you know, save the world, that every single word is MS, total truth, not one fabrication, not one thing that's a little bit, 1,000% the truth. When a person is oisik in Torah, Lipshaz, he's oisik in the MS la'mitoi shel oilam. He gets an inkling to see the clarity, mamish the clarity of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the purpose of the Bria, pistakel bo'eraisu bo'ra alma. Vayihi or, the or, the clarity of vision was, this is the or from Torah, there was nignas in Torah. And Torah has the ability to give the total MS, the MS. And if a person is not, if a person doesn't have the MS, so he lives in a world that he's meshuchad, he's meshuchad from the world, he's meshuchad from Olam Hazeh, and he can trip himself up, he can get mamish, lose his direction, as we spoke about a few weeks ago. And the danger of being meshuchad, Rabbi Yisrael, that danger, we find this week's parasha, Rabbi Yisrael. That danger of being meshuchad, the danger of the person has it as a shuichad that doesn't let him see. Even chachamim, it says, "Ya'arve einei chachamim, ya'isalaf tibre tzadikim." A person has to, you know, is not gay. He needs a rabbi to help him out. Also, it's not only, but a person has to know that a person meshuchad, he's meshuchad by a matzav, he's meshuchad by a metzias, he's meshuchad by whatever it is. He doesn't see right. He doesn't see good. One of the most big that we spoke about this in Yeshmuzin, but it's just the Meshe Agav. One of the most peladic parashas in the Torah, but there's no other peladic parasha. And this parasha from the parasha of Yosef. Besides to understand it, but whatever you're going to say, however you're going to learn it, but say the Bir Hadvarim is a pela. They're coming down to Mitzrayim. This week's parasha, looking for Yosef. They're looking for Yosef. Rashi says, "Acha Yosef." Not everybody was on the whole level, the same level of love or hate, whatever it was, but they were looking for Yosef. And they come to a man, and they see in front of them, he doesn't look, some Egyptian, everybody said, he doesn't look like an Egyptian. He looks a little different from the Egyptians, because he wasn't born in Egypt. He was born in Israel. He has an Israeli Tudat Zahut. So he was born in Israel. He wasn't born in Egypt. And he's standing there in front of them, and besides, he's telling them, every single guy, throughout the idea of us, he's telling every single guy, okay, I know, bangs on a cup, boom, oh, your name is Reuven, and you used to use a blue-colored rattle when you were a kid. Exactly, I know the shape on it was a little mark with an R for Reuven, and you're Shimon. Shimon, you were in the next crib next to him, right next, you're the next in line. And you had a different type of crib. And you guys, even from a young age, used to fight. And that's why later on, you guys, I think, destroyed a city together. Bangs on the cup again. Oh, you're Levi. I know who you are. Exactly describing. I remember the type of baby suit they dressed you in. And you were a little kid. You know, you couldn't tell. He was a little older, but... But I mean, he knew everything about the Rabbi. So he knew what types of food. Oh, and you're Yisachar. You like strawberries. Yeah, you like strawberries. And you knew everything about them. Wow, this guy, that cup. I want to get that cup. I want to know why they stole the cup. I want that cup. That cup's unbelievable. Bang on the cup. And there he goes again. He's telling them all about their lives and everything. He knows everything about them. So Chazal tells the answer. We got the answer. So Chazal, the beard. It was the beard. He left without a beard, and now he has a beard, and therefore it's impossible to recognize. It's just the beard. Priya atzuma she'en kamo efek tachido. I have a question. Chazal said, Bamitzia, Yaakov Avinu, Yosef looked exactly like Yaakov. I have a question for you. You think Yaakov had a beard? I think so. He didn't go clean shaven. He didn't have the Norelka, what's it called back then. Yaakov had a beard? Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is he a guy who, he looks, that Hasim Zokin, he looked less like Yaakov. Now he looks exactly, spitting image. Oh, I don't know who that guy is. Can't figure it out. Well, you're looking for Yosef. What could it be? They see a guy, but exact. exact replica. It's whatever you're going to say. Even if you didn't even look, they knew what Yosef looked like. It's not like so many years of us. He's still your brother. Okay, it takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes to recognize, maybe, even under that. But they're going down looking for him. They said, we're looking for him. In front of their face is standing a man, the hey, look, he knew, the beard. It gave it away. So I always say pshat. So this is a medrash. I always mahach. I wanted to say is Rashi gives. Rashi gives a little bit of insight, but Rashi says it's such a. The Rabbi said the word is whatever we're going to say. It's tzarachim, whatever. But try to make all the question. Sofer shel dover, Rabbi said. Sofer shel dover. Whatever you're going to say, but there's a daher here. The Torah is teaching amuridik daher. Rashi says that they were looking for Yosef, and they said we're going to be paid to him with any amount of money that we have to be paid to him. That's the answer to our question. They were looking for Yosef the Eved. They weren't looking for a guy called Yosef HaMelech, because in their minds they were meshuchid from the dreams that they had, the dreams where they were jealous and angry at Yosef, that it can't be that he's going to be a leader and above them. It's not shy. That thing is impossible. It's not possible. The whole thing was a fabrication. It wasn't true. The Aviv Shomer Asadava. They were meshuchid because of their own whatever it was. That's not possible. And therefore, you could have it in front of your face, the truth, and not see it. And that's we see it out there. People go to a basic kfarah. They go to a basic kfarah. They see here lies Harry Birchbaum, 62 years old. That Harry lived a nice life. He lived to bowl, and he bowled to live, a big bowling ball on his thing, and the whole group, they have all chabura there, everybody with their bowling ball next to Barry, next to them. They bowl to live, and they live to bowl. Like we said one time, whatever, there was a guy in Israel once brought into a shmooz, they had on his tombstone a recipe for kokosh cake, because the whole people in the kibbutz, right, we showed it to him. Well, there were two, right? It was a, here lies Yochanan, whatever his name is. Two spoons of shmarim, three spoons of sugar. Honestly, the thing was that that's what he wanted people to remember him for, his kokish cake. But anyway, people go to Levada, they see Rachmanos and around, the people sick. People go, there's a next world. What's the pshat of that? How could it be? How could it be that people go on with the same shtusim, back to the shtusim, back to the same things that are involved in, all the same things that are involved? You see that a person has this world's not infinite. It's finite. As the Mesillas Yesharim says in Perek Aleph. So what's the pshat? It doesn't make any sense. How could a guy go home now and go back after you see it? The teretz is, a person could see the truth staring him in the face. If he doesn't work on himself to work towards the truth, to find the emes, to look for the emes in its real entirety, and to try to knock away all the mishayim, take away all the mishayim, that Torah helps to hopefully to break through that. But if a person is totally mashuach, you have to work at it. Mamash work at it. It's not poshut. We're dealing in a world that's totally mashuach. Sofer shel dover, you can mamash see the emes in front of you and not see it. Ad sofer doshki, next week's parashah, he nifhalu mipono. The mamash became, they went out of their camp. He said, Ani Yosef. He revealed himself. It's impossible. It can't be. But the Chidah said, they were pushed from his face. They finally saw the real face. Nifhalo miponov. He was nifhalo from his face. They finally saw that face we're looking at tens of times. And now we see it's Dr. Yosef. It's clearly it's Yosef. Nifhalo miponov, says the Chidah. They were embarrassed with the face, because they recognized his face when they came down, and somehow they didn't see him. It's a pachad noirim. How a person could be so. But Umayis, it's a lesson for everybody. A person has to understand from this parasha that how far you can be meshuchot sometimes. You need a Rebbe, you need someone to help you out with guidance. You can't make decisions on your own. You need someone to help you out. When you are meshuchot, you need someone to help you out. But Umayis, the clarity, especially in Olam Hazeh, the clarity, to break away, totally break away, and to get 100% clarity in our tafkid. One is the clarity where we're heading, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the goddess of Hanukkah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Maisa, it's the whole Yisoid of Hanukkah, Rabbi Yisrael. Choshku Einehem. They try to darken our eyes. What was the Yisoid? According to many Mephoshim, okay, they make Zeris, but a lot of Mephoshim said they didn't care. They said we could learn Torah. But it had to be mixed in. It had to be mixed with the culture. It had to be mixed with the theaters. It had to be mixed with the whole Mahalach HaChaim of Edoy. If you mix it in, it's okay. It has to be mixed in. Once you mix it in, that was the Kavanah of us. Once we mix it in, once we get the Shreichat, once we Machshech, once we... And that was the... It could be why the whole Neis took place through Or of us. Because the Pshat was the Chashmonoim, the Matisyoh, and the Maccabean, they came along and they were that we're not going to give in. We're going to stay with us. We're not going to be ma'ar of ourselves. It's very, very meduik, Rabbi Yisrael. This year came to me the aura. It says we say in the Yivonim Nikmetzu Alai Azavim Mechashmanim Aforo Tzuchomas Miglai V'Timu Kolashmanim Umi Noisa Kanka Nasa Neis LaShoshanim. What's Neis LaShoshanim? What do we call Shoshanim? So right away I thought, you know, I want to see what's, why they call Shoshanim. So right away I said, I looked up, you know, we look up for the word Shoshanim with the Pirish. You look it up in Shir HaShirim. That's the first, the Shoshana Bein HaChoichim. Look at the Mephoshim, it's unbelievable. Like a Shoshana Bein HaChoich, like the thorns. The Shoshana rises and it doesn't get pruned. So too the Goyim are trying to mashpi on us. All the Kashkofis and all the Zachen. The Malbim says this, and one of them Mephoshim, I remind you of her. And they try, and the rose rise up to the band, and it doesn't get pricked by all those thorns. It retains its beauty. Kishoshana Bein HaChoichim. King Rayosi. That's what you sing by the Neiris. It's a new song you sing by the Neiris. Yeah.
Basically, the roses on top of all the tires.
Right. On top of all the things they're trying to get into you, trying to poke you, trying to thorn you, trying to think. I swear, Mom, this is it. That's the shot. Nas and Neis Lash Roshana. That was the deep one. The Zemir, you have to realize, the Piyutim are written by sometimes by Tanoim. I'm not sure who wrote the Piyut on over here, but they're written by Tanoim, by Shoinim. This deep kavanah. I saw today this first swarm out just to be mazb each one, but this was what hit me, and so it's mamish. That's the far. The rose is such a beautiful thing, but it rises above all the thorns and everything around, and it keeps its identity. Its complete identity, and that was what they were trying to misyavin. Just add a little bit, right? That's why it had to be pure oil, because they wanted to put a little bit, you know. 80%, 90%, not lola achila, into the oil. They want totally pure, 100% oil, or what is that? Kesheshana ben achoichim, it rose up. Nas and neis, that's the pshat of the neis, or what's a neis? Hashem herimos amal neis. Hashem lifts you up above everything, shows, and you're now the shining example. Neis is a banner. You become the banner, you become the example that you want, you didn't fall, pray. To everything. You stay in your shtarkai. And that's what we have to tap into, right? We stay with our clarity. They try the machshich and the Maccabean, the Chashmonoim, Matisho, Vonov, the Kohen Gedoyven. They went and looked through Noir, which is also the sort of clarity, because that was the word which Shemin Tor, that we shouldn't mix anything garbage in there. We should be able to remain with our clarity and continue and not have the Goyish or Mahal try to influence me. And that's the school of Sazman of Isaac. Chanukah is a myriadic school of Kineh Mitzvah V'Torah Or. They took the mitzvah, the lights of Chanukah. When you light the Chanukah lich tonight, when you light the rest of the Torah, tap into the clarity of the mitzvah, of the fact that it's lighting up the night, the choshech, which the goyim and the world's trying to impress and try to show us that this is the Derech HaChaim, this is the way to live, this is the way to... Sefer Shel Dovah, Rabbi Yisrael. That to Meshabit the Guf, to Ma'abit the Guf, that the guf is the way through the guf. That was the whole mahalach of the Yevonim. That the guf, the whole thing was the ecstasy of the guf, the beauty of the guf. I thought today, just what I was thinking about, I was learning the halacha that we do. We need to eat cheese. Going after the cheesecake of Diane as well. The rabbi said the cheesecake today with Mekayim. We should add kavanah to Mekayim. The halakha mitzvah. Everybody said. Everybody thinks shvuis. The cheesecake. Everybody said. The cheesecake of shvuis. They also, but the Ramo also brings here. No, I don't know what's about that. You need to eat cheesecake. On a gvina. What do we eat gvina? Because Yehudis gave to the guy who, I want to tell you, it's very good for that. That they were so into the guf, and that was the guf was the downfall. From that came the whole downfall. Because he wanted a good cheesecake. and she gave him the cheese, and she got drunk, and he was this. He was in the goof. The Enoch HaGuf caused his whole downfall. That was Mambish, the downfall of the general. That was the Atzal of Klai. If they stood, they chopped off his head. So Faked, that was the whole Indian, and it came back through a nice cheesecake, Rabbi said. To celebrate the cheesecake, because of the cat, their whole thing was the goof, celebrate the goof, give cover to the goof, and through the goof came the downfall of us. And we understand the spirit of the clarity that the neshama gives us. That's that loko, a rogel b'ner, I'm like bonim tamid chum, who atzmak tamid chum, to have the clarity of life, the tamid chum, the gemara says in soita, to have the clarity until alois hashach, Rabbi said. That's the fight of Edom, of Yaakov, who fought. We don't say that Dafka, the Malach fights against Esav, because Malach of Esav is Sheker, who Sheker Shabar Ba'olam. It's the Koch of Sheker fighting Yaakov, who's the Midas HaEmes. He Dafka went after that, because the Malach, the Satan, is totally Sheker. It's all dimyut, it's all fake, it's all mamish. It's just a whole big bluff, Rabbi. It's one big bluff. The whole thing. We see it today, the whole Hollywood, we spoke about that. Hollywood, the one big bluff. It's all fake. You go visit this thing, people go see they go down to these places, they see the whole place, how they make these acts, the buildings that they make, and wow, they're so impressed. You know it's fake. You know that's Heinz ketchup on his shirt. It's a different company. It's not real, and yet they're living in it. We can't get away from them. It's shuchad in it. And one person turns on the light in those what's it called, in those theaters or whatever, they put on the light and says, close the lights, make sure there's no lights on. It's the biggest riot. They sit in darkness. If a guy, let's say, came from the moon right now, a guy came from the moon and he walked into a theater, said, what in the world? These people are intelligent people. Everybody's singing, what are you seeing in a dark room for? A dark room. And they never forget, you put on a light, they go crazy. What in the world's going on? What are you doing in darkness for? He's sitting in the, and it has to be complete black, complete darkness to see it. Complete, Rabbi said. Because that's what you saw, it's total darkness, Rabbi said. So we have to realize that. Everybody has their own yonim in life, that we have to get to the emes, Rabbi said. That's what we'll be trying to revive. That's the koch of Iyun HaTorah, the koch of Torah, the Megal, the emes, Lamita, Ratzon Hashem, in its emes, Rabbi said. So when we light the neiros and we mispalo, that we should be mamshich for the neir mitzvah, the Torah, or we'll be davening be'ez Hashem to have that clarity in life, to know how to go, to have neir l'largnes, dover amech l'or l'nesivasi, to be zirchot to that clarity, to be zirchot be'ez Hashem, the korot, the korot shbo is megal to the whole world, the emes, the oy Hashem, the melech, ha'kola oretz, v'yirim ahu, yi Hashem, echor, shmei echor.